Right now, though, we start this third hour by having a conversation with a linebacker for the LA Rams. He had an enormous game in that win over Washington. 11 tackles, 3 sacks in the win over Washington. 16 tackles, 3 sacks, 3 quarterback hits, and 2 tackles for a loss on the season. He was a 3-time all-conference player at Delaware. He was undrafted in 2019. The Rams are 4-1 on the year. They're in second in the NFC North. And they take on San Francisco on Sunday. Another big game. Troy Reeder is my guest. Troy, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. I'm doing well.
Good, good. Good to have you, Troy. So you got that first start of the season on Sunday. And as I mentioned, you showed up in a huge way. You've talked about how you prepare every single week like you're going to have a big role. So when the opportunity finally does come, you're ready. Knowing all of that, what kind of thoughts were you having when you took the field on Sunday?
It was exciting. I'm from the East Coast, about 2 hours from D.C., so kind of felt like I was back around home. No fans in the stands, but felt the presence of home. And, just to go out and be a big contributor for a really good team win was really exciting.
Troy Reeder, my guest. Now, Troy, you had 3 sacks in that game, but afterwards, you were really quick to point out that it was the defensive line and the pass rushers in front of you who really deserve much of the credit. Lay that out for me. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, football is the ultimate team game, and when you have guys on our D-line like Aaron Donald, Leonard Floyd, Michael Brockers, guys that have been rushing the passer and having a lot of success doing it for years, they obviously draw a lot of attention, and even so, Aaron had a huge game. But when I'm called upon to be part of that rush plan, I also need to play up to their standard, and was able to capitalize on some plays that I came free.
Rams linebacker Troy Reeder, my guest. I mean, Troy, the fact is there have been a lot of amazing players, a lot of great players in that league who have never had a 3-sack game. I'm curious, when you're in the middle of a game like that, does it feel different? I mean, does the game feel slower than normal or like you're seeing things happen as they develop, or does it feel like a regular game at regular speed except for 3 sacks?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you start getting in the flow of the game, it just starts to slow down more and more as the game goes on. You start to get a good feel of what the offense is doing and even what your D coordinator is kind of feeling out himself and where the game is going from that perspective. But, it was pretty funny. I didn't realize I had 3 until I was in the locker room after the game.
Really?
One of the sacks was right at the line of scrimmage, and I didn't know they counted it as a sack. It was actually the first one. So until I was in the locker room, I thought I had 2, which obviously I was ecstatic about. But then when I heard I had 3, I thought that was pretty funny. We didn't even realize it on the field.
That is pretty funny. You had yourself a day. Troy Reeder joining us. One of the things that came out of it also, the lingo green dogging or green dog blitzing. For those who do not know, what does that mean? And then how effective can that be in a game?
Yeah, a green dog blitz is essentially when you're covering the running back or a tight end or any player, and that player blocks or doesn't release into a pass pattern, you can add on to the blitz. And you become an extra blitzer when your guy blocks.
We're talking to Troy Reeder, now you know. So, Troy, you mentioned Aaron Donald. Everybody knows about Aaron Donald, but as a linebacker, how good is the entire defensive line in front of you?
They're great. Obviously, Aaron gets a ton of attention, and rightfully so, but Michael Brockers has been doing it for 9 years. I have a ton of respect for him, and we thought he was moving on, and we ended up getting him back this year, which was great. From a leadership and player standpoint, got some good edge guys, and we're deep at that position, which lets our guys stay fresh. And they're a really fun group to play with, practice with, and they have a really good relationship with each other, and it's fun to watch games like last week where everybody's kind of hitting on all cylinders and and having a lot of success as they have all season.
Rams linebacker Troy Reeder is joining us. And Troy, you made the point too, quote, it's hard not to take Aaron for granted. Some of the stuff he does, people come to expect from him. I mean, it's so true, right? The guy plays at an extraordinary level, an elite level every single week. It's like he does things you've never seen before every single week. I mean, even as a peer and a fellow pro, when you watch this guy, does he do things that even blow your mind?
Blow our minds. you know, it is crazy, whether it's a walkthrough or practice, games. Obviously, the whole nation gets to see the games. But, you know, what he does every single day, it is pretty darn impressive. And, you know, I'm thankful I get to witness it. And I think it makes all our teammates better just seeing how hard he works in practice and the things he does in practice. And by no surprise, it shows up in the game. And that's why he's been a human highlight reel for the last several seasons. And when you have a guy like that who does work so hard and has success on the field, and then you're bringing in young players and see that, and that it doesn't just happen on Sundays. I mean, that's the kind of guy you build your franchise around.
Troy Reeder is joining us. You know, Troy, I've talked to a lot of players on this show, so I think people listening understand that there are guys that slip through the cracks. There are guys who are undrafted. There are guys who make it in the league who are not drafted, but there are a lot that don't. So coming in as an undrafted player, what was your mental and physical approach to proving yourself and earning a spot on that team? And what was your process?
You know, I know there's things in life you can control and things that you can't. I just thought that I was a good enough player to play in this league and believed it. I have a really good support base in my family, and when I got here, received great coaching that has helped me develop. So, you know, I think just being able to control what you can control, and a lot of times that's just doing all the little things right, the effort, the hustle. And then as you learn the defense and start to find a role and the pieces fall into place. But, you know, I tell every rookie, whether they're a first or second round pick or undrafted, you know, you got to come in ready to compete. I mean, it's a 90-man roster to start camp, and they got to get it down to 53.
We were talking to Troy Reeder. They got to get it down to 53. And I know you've talked in the past about a moment from one of the last days of OTAs last year when they were running that two-minute drill, and you were thrown in there against the first-team offense, and you were relaying all the calls to the rest of the defense. What was that moment like for you? And was that the time when you realized, man, I know I can do this. I do belong here.
Sorry, can you repeat that? I lost you for a second.
Yeah, I was saying that at that one of the last days of OTAs last year when you were running, or they were running the two-minute drill, and you were thrown in against the first-team offense, and you had to relay all the calls to the rest of the defense. I'm curious what that moment was like, and was there a sense of, hey, listen, I know that I can do this on this level?
Yeah, I think that was huge for me before having about a month off before camp, and you know, just having the confidence to send me out there with a lot of really good guys and really having to run the show. And obviously there was a lot to improve on, but, you know, just the fact that I felt like I faced one of the toughest situations in football, being in command of a two-minute drill against one of the most high-powered offenses in the league. Heading into that summer in camp, you know, it just gave me that extra confidence that, you know, I can play in this league, and I'm going to come back in August and make this team.
So one last thought, Troy, you mentioned that the win against Washington was key because you're an East Coast guy. You did grow up in Delaware. I'm curious, what's it been like to make the transition from the East Coast to the West Coast, and how do you like life out here?
You know, I love the weather. It's,
right?
It's hard to beat Southern California, I'll tell you that. I love that it gives my family and friends a really cool place to come out and visit. Tons of stuff to do. Obviously, we're in a weird time right now where a lot of that stuff is pretty shut down. But, you know, it's been nice. You know, I like it out here. I've really enjoyed myself, and you know, I spend a little time on the East and West Coast, but definitely love it out here.
Good to hear it. He had 11 tackles, 3 sacks in Sunday's win over Washington. The Rams are 4-1. They're at San Francisco on Sunday. Troy Reeder, my guest. Troy, great to have you on. Appreciate the conversation. Good job, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you, Troy. Thanks. Troy Reader, good story. Three sacks. Thought he had two. Man, that's got to be a pretty good feeling to get back to the locker room and find out, actually, you got credited with another one. Carl in Prescott tweets, bring back the piece of crap club. Something else I kind of regret.